Good morning, Sadko.
Hey, is Marion by chance?
One moment.
Thank you.
This is Mary.
Hey, Mary. It's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little busy here, but I just wanted to follow up with you here. I know you had sent over some documents here, and we were short a few things, and then I never heard back from you. I just kind of wanted to touch base to see where you were at with everything.
Well, I'm just waiting to hear back from the one of the owners on sending 6 months' worth of bank statements, because we've been through this once before with someone else, and the return on the money was not very good. So we're looking into if that's the direction we want to go.
What do you mean by return on money? Like the cost of it?
Well, we borrowed, and yeah, what the cost of it is, yes.
I see.
Back
who
to
was
you guys?
Who was it you guys went through there?
Hang on a second. I just saw that folder the other day. U.S. Business Funding.
I see. And was it just an approval you had with them, or did you actually have a loan out with them?
We had just an approval, but
I see.
What they were wanting back was, you know, really, really bad.
I gotcha. Because I was looking over just the one-page app I got. I mean, you guys have some good cash flow.
Right.
You have the merchant statements, too, which always is going to help on the approval. If you don't mind refreshing my memory there, what were you guys looking to use the capital there for the business? What was the game plan there?
I believe it was for equipment.
Oh, okay. It was an equipment. Then what kind of equipment there were you guys going to be looking to bring on?
Well, we use heavy equipment.
Okay.
So, I could detail it out for you, but I mean, heavy equipment. You know what heavy equipment is, correct?
Yeah. Okay. My thing is we had sent you the application for working capital. We actually have equipment financing programs there that are much more attractive terms and rates there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why we ended up sending that application out there.
Well, maybe that's what one of the owners asked, but what was forward to me, asked at a later date, I believe they told me it was equipment, but I could be wrong on that as well.
Okay. Were you waiting on Charles then for the word there, or was that William there that you guys were?
Both.
Both. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there maybe a good time here next week? I'm going to be stepping out of the office here. We got a big company-wide meeting coming up here, but was there a time next week that one of them might be available there just so I can kind of sit down with them for like 5-10 minutes on the phone and just kind of see what they're looking to do?
They're in and out all day long. I can't even give you. Yep, and the calls will be directed directly to me. And they're still mulling it over on how they want to approach this, but it appears that if we go with you guys, it's going in the same direction like U.S. was doing, and that we were not interested in. It was a point blank no.
Yeah, exactly. On the working capital, you know, it's unsecured cash. So yeah, they're going to be a little bit more pricey, I should say. But with the equipment financing, it's literally very similar to almost like a car loan. Very straightforward, traditional, much longer terms. Rates are much more attractive, and that's actually what we started off about 14 years ago when we first began, was just equipment. So that's kind of been our bread and butter here, and we kind of have some of the better programs here in the industry. So I think if we revisit this and take a more of an approach on the equipment side, it's going to be definitely more attractive for you guys, and it's going to kind of make more sense for the business model. Was there maybe a time next week, give you a few more days there to kind of game plan with them what they're looking to do and kind of what you're looking for in the loan? That way we can kind of set up a better program there for you, because I think we may have taken the wrong approach there on the first one.
I guess next week is fine. I couldn't, it's just going to be kind of, I can't give you a set day or time, because I never know what's coming up this week. I have one email that I've been trying to answer all week, and hopefully today I can finish answering it, but... Mm-hmm. So I can't really give you anything definite, and with year-end coming, it's going to come up on us quick.
Yeah, no, I definitely get the situation you're in. I'll maybe give you, maybe till next Thursday, give you almost a week there.
That's
just
fine.
To kind of get a better grasp there, and I'll maybe just try and reach out, and hopefully I get you at a good time, and we can just kind of see where everything's at.
Okay.
All right, Mary. It was good touching base with you. I'll pencil you in for next week. If anything does come up before then, don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye.